Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
He's a bad mamma jamma.
That's the name of Houston's new team, the Bad Mamma Jamma, they're calling it. First time they won a game in the tournament since 84. Watching too much crap yesterday. Yes, it's Fly Slamma Jamma. Houston won yesterday. There you go.
That was a good game, too.
Yeah.
It was.
That's a good 30 for 30.
It's a great 30 for 30.
Is it?
Yeah.
Defy slam a jam.
Yeah, it rocks.
It was good.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they
forgot how nuts that city was and how the country was over that team. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But they end up with, you know, trying to reunite everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy was kind of elusive.
No?
They found him.
They find that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget who he was.
Clyde Drexler?
No. Clyde's all over it. They found him.
Yeah. He was easy to find.
Yeah, Clyde. Some dude quitting the team. He wasn't starting.
Yeah.
Years ago, but.
Well, yeah, Houston won last night. The only two upsets, we kind of mentioned them, Loyola, an 11 seed, hits a last second
who
three.
Who did they beat?
Miami, a 16. The U.
They need Rick Pitino down there, man. They need to get him down there.
You need Slick Rick to coach your team again.
They need Slick Rick.
That's not outside the realm of possibility.
No, seriously. They need Slick Rick.
And Royal Blue Buffalo blows out
Cheater
Arizona.
Yeah.
One seeds Villanova and Kansas advance. 16 more games today. And just some details on the blue bracket.
Yeah. It's on the Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
After yesterday ended up in what, the 24th percentile?
Yeah, 24th percentile. So it didn't have a glowing start.
But your winner's still in it, Xavier.
Yeah, my Final Four is still intact, which is Nevada, Xavier, Butler, and Auburn, which sounds terrible, but
really.
I mean, it's a 1 seed, a 4 seed, a 7 seed, and a 10 seed. So it's got as much a chance as anybody else's bracket.
Right.
And only 7 games in the first round. There's 32 games in the first round. Only 7 games had no blue team at all involved, which is just kind of like
a weird
thing.
Yeah.
And what do you do in that instance?
Well, I thought long and hard about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What do you do? Neither team primary colors are blue or blue at all.
At first, I just put a hash mark, and then I realized, well, I have to enter something in order for it to keep track.
Right.
So then I had to come up with a system. So I started going to the higher seed, and I thought, well, there's got to be a way to incorporate blue. So, like, in the case of Miami and Loyola, Miami advanced because green has blue in it.
Yeah. It takes
– It didn't work.
Wow. You did think about that.
You got to have a theory.
Well, if you add blue and yellow, it's green, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, I see that. It's a primary color. Got it.
Yep. And if there was a color tie
– Right. who wins red on red? Have you had a red on red game at all?
There was, there's
darker red.
Yeah, there were some of those.
Usually, not many light reds out there though. In
Houston,
sports.
San Diego State was one of those.
Yeah, that's called pink.
Yeah.
So I went with the higher seed in that case.
Yes, it is called pink.
In the middle.
Got that right.
So the blue bracket really doing good.
It's only one day.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I like it.
You got all day today.
You got today, man. Who are some of your blues today?
All day
tomorrow. Because, Wichita's not blues. Who are they playing today?
Upsets today to watch for.
Okay.
Georgia State going to knock off Cincinnati. A 15 seed's going to knock off a 2.
That ain't going to happen.
Probably not. This was a really close
Georgia
call.
Georgia State's blue? I wouldn't have known that. Okay.
They're blue, red, and white.
Got it.
And the West Virginia Murray State game, I had to go to my blue insiders to really figure. I mean, because they're both Navy.
Yeah, West Virginia.
They're both dark blue.
Who are your blue insiders?
Murray. It's a bunch of Crips from back in the day. I just call them some Crips.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they know blue.
They know blue.
Snoop is my blue insider, actually.
Yeah, Wichita State has Marshall. And there's no blue in
no
there.
No blue in that.
And Marshall's green,
but
right?
Marshall has green, so Marshall advanced in the blue bracket.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
No blue in Wichita State's colors.
No.
So the Murray State West Virginia game, my blue insider said, well, Murray State's official color is listed as navy blue.
And what's
West Virginia's is just listed as old gold and blue. So you go with the navy blue.
That's how you do it.
Just,
whatever's
just
listed.
Based on the name. Yeah.
All right.
Cal State Fullerton going to knock off Purdue today.
Yep.
Bucknell's going to knock off Michigan State.
See, that ain't going to happen. I mean, it might, but it won't. Buffalo won, but Michigan State's better. Whatever. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, Bucknell's got a decent basketball. Right? They win the Patriot League. Bucknell.
I almost
went to Bucknell.
You did?
Yeah. I applied and it was really expensive, so I didn't go.
So you didn't?
Yep, I did not go. Yeah. Almost means I didn't go.
And you're assuming they would have accepted
it's
you.
Only an hour and a half north of where I'm from. It's a private school. That's why I didn't go.
And they have academic standards.
That too. Okay. There were a bunch of reasons I didn't go. Academic standards.
They didn't want you?
Although a buddy of mine went there. He played football there, and he was pretty dumb, but he played football.
He played football.
Yeah, he played football.
Right.
There are exceptions.
There are exceptions, right.
Tiger Woods looked good. He was in the morning group yesterday. Ended up one off of the lead, and then
so Tiger.
Man, I really got it in there, huh?
You went for that. Went for it yesterday.
Man.
Compare that to So Tom.
So Tom.
Not bad, but we've seen Tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger's packing.
Tiger's a little more.
Yeah, you meant it more with Tiger.
Yeah.
That was method acting, man.
You meant it much more with Tiger. There's more to work with, perhaps.
Yeah.
Well, there is.
Yeah.
Did Tiger see the photo?
Grab you by the back of the head. He seems a little more aggressive.
He didn't have to. He didn't have to. I was ready.
All right.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Shut up.
You get a little more wild with Tiger because, you know, he'll do some narcotics with you. Tom ain't messing around.
You'll be up all night with Tiger. That drunk DUI face he had. That's you and Tiger
somewhere. Right. Yeah. That's approved. That's Petey Mac approved.
His Asian eyes are even fading.
So, I mean, Tiger's in the hunt in this thing, though. Now he's four back.
Kaplan Asian, sorry.
Orgie Borgie Henrik Stenson, excuse me.
Who's the guy 800? Who's winning?
Orgie Borgie's
winning.
Yeah, Henrik Stenson is. There's a couple guys at 7, 3 at 5, including Jimmy Fowler or Ricky Fowler and Jimmy Walker, and then a bunch of guys at 4, and that includes Tiger.
There you go.
So, Tiger.
I want to revive you after that. It sounds like, what the hell?
Getting it in. And Tiger's in the afternoon today, so
he is good.
You have to make room on TV.
Something to watch.
That's right.
Something to watch.
And as his round finished, Vegas took note 2 weeks to the Masters week.
He's a favorite now, right?
Yeah, with his round yesterday.
Money.
Yeah, well, sure.
He's playing good.
Nonetheless, Vegas has made Tiger Woods the betting favorite to win the Masters. 8-1. Just like that. And Sergio had a baby.
Here's Vegas, by the way.
So, Tiger.
<That's right. laughs> There it is. my girl, Porn Fat. Is 3-under. They're playing in Phoenix.
That's your favorite LPGA girl, right? Yeah. Porn fat.
Pornanong Fatlum. We all call her porn fat.
And that's what you type in, actually, too. The exact opposite.
Porn fat naked.
Yeah. Playing that course at...
So are you telling me at school they yelled out fat porn, she yelled here?
Yeah.
There you go.
Present.
Over here. Fat porn. Over here.
Over Christmas.
And she giggles.
We met her for a little dinner in Phoenix, and there's a golf course nearby. That's where they're playing.
Oh, they're playing? Oh,
yeah.
Are you going to go down and watch it? You're going to be in Arizona. Go see Fat Porn in person.
Yeah, I could, I guess.
Get an autograph.
Or Porn Fat.
Can you sign it? Porn Fat? Please.
I'm your biggest old white creepy fan.
Just make it out to Todd. My friend Todd.
It's my buddy, my son, big fan. Porn Fat.
Big fan. I sign now.
Oh, man.
Hang on a second. Hang on here.
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Probably. I think that whole conversation borderline.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, but that is your name. I wanted to.
What's that? That is your name.
It is.
So?
It's the first syllable of both of her names. Sure, she's used to hearing that. I wanted to play that chorus.
Porn fat?
Apparently, it's a little busy this
weekend. She's going to play that chorus.
Is she good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, half of those girls are, and half of them are not so much.
Yeah, she's cute.
No, yeah, she's kind of cute.
All right.
Yeah, she's cute. When I look at the picture, I'm like, she's cute.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Friday.
Okay, good.
Hog Wild's here. Tony's back.
Hog Wild!
Yeah.
We're right between the Ides of March and St. Paddy's Day.
Damn right.
Good.
So Masters champ Sergio had a baby and
Did he really? And
named her Azalea.
I bet you his wife's a pig, right?
Oh, because she's hot.
Because he waited until he was, what, 30-some to get married? He played the field a little bit, yeah.
He was a player for a long time.
With a lot of money.
Spanish lover.
Right. Play ya?
He married porn fat.
Yeah.
On Augusta National called Azalea?
There is. I believe it's the 13th, which is weird that I know that.
Actually, it's not.
No, anybody
that's listened to this show knows that you would know that.
No, and a lot of people would know that if they played a lot of Tiger Woods golf on the Xbox. But you really don't.
No.
So,
Tiger.
You just know that.
You play that on the triple Xbox.
It's worse every time. It's worse every time.
You made my gag reflex kick in right now.
Yes, it did.
New York Daily News reports that the Jets actually offered Kirk Cousins more money, more guaranteed money than the Vikings, and he chose to go to the Vikings.
I love
didn't
that.
Didn't want to go to the Jets.
Team.
He did. Le'Veon said.
Yeah.
Le'Veon tweeted out about the Jets. Remember that?
Did he?
Yeah.
What'd
he said. Le'Veon said. Somebody said, Le'Veon, come up here, and he said, this is back when he's having trouble still with the Steelers, and he said, you know what? How much? That's not enough to come play with the Jets or something like that.
No, the Jets don't have anything going for him.
No. And I was kind of wondering, you know, Case Keenum, the new Denver Bronco quarterback, his Twitter handle is actually at Case Keenum 7 because he wore number 7. He ain't wearing number 7 in Denver. That was John Elway's number. So he's settled with number 4, and he understands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have to change his Twitter handle?
That's a fair question.
And does that affect your following when you change your Twitter handle?
No, you can change your Twitter handle.
Yeah. All right. But do you lose your verification then?
No.
All right.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. He's got $40 million, which he care.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And A.J. McCarron, he's a backup. Remember him? He was at Alabama.
He played
a backup
Alabama.
With the
that's right.
Bengals.
Alabama's going down!
And he is a free agent, and he thought he was going to get a big check to go be a starting quarterback somewhere, and that just really didn't happen.
Nowhere.
The Bills have signed him, or at least reportedly they're going to sign him, but it's like backup money. He's not getting big riches money.
Too, right?
But Sam Bradford is making bank. I don't know how he does it.
It's amazing. He's made more per season.
When he was healthy with the Vikings, he didn't look that bad. I think that's how he got the money.
He can't be healthy.
He needs quarterbacks.
Yeah, he cannot do a season.
Yeah, but he wasn't healthy long.
No.
Right?
No, he played, what, 6 or 7 games?
Yeah.
Maybe?
He's a slight man. He's pretty skinny. Yeah, he's pretty.
And he got 20
Ken wants to know if Petey has a recording of Tiger leaving a message to delete his number. Hey, take your number off.
We need you to do this quick.
Number off your phone.
Take it off. Take it off, please.
Very important.
Take it off.
Yeah, it sounds that way. My wife finds out. He's just a friend. I'm meeting him at Denny's.
I swear.
I'm meeting him at Denny's.
So he's going to help me with my golf swing.
Right.
I swear. That's it.
Perkins. He likes to have to meet up at Perkins.
Yes, the old Perkins.
He said he's going to teach me how to hit it deep.
Ooh. Hang on a second here.
No, he said he was going to hit it deep.
Hey, it's Tiger.
So, Tiger.
I need to do the huge can you please take your name off your phone? My wife's
so, Tiger.
Maybe call you. If you can, please take your name off that and what do you call it? Just have it as a number.
So, Tiger.
No, just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Okay.
Quickly.
All right, Tiger. Yep. So, Tiger.
Don't leave that message on the screen.
Right. Comes up. General Hooker. And he just wants a number on there.
Jordy Nelson, former Packer, is going to be a Raider. 2-year, $15 million deal with them.
Hang on. I want to play this. I'm an additional Tiger and Mel Gibson, apparently.
In the moment.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
So he's used to dealing with crazy dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mel and Petey Mac.
What's it labeled as? Tiger and Mel.
Tiger Mel mashup. I didn't know what it was.
If ever there was a Raider to be, it's Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Perfect Eagles. For him. Oh. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
Perfect.
Is he going there?
Well, there's reports that
good.
They're discussing a trade.
That's perfect
from
for
the
him,
Bengals.
Man.
He is meant to be a
yes,
Raider.
He is.
Born a Raider.
Yeah, he is.
The autumn wind.
Perfect, Chris.
That
would be perfect.
He did say perfect. I heard you say that. That's perfect. Yeah.
I
let
Craig.
That go.
Oh, man.
Craig,
I didn't even catch that.
You deserve that look.
Wow.
That's why I said it, Craig.
Wow. And former Packer, 38-year-old Julius Peppers, signed one more year with the Panthers. I bring this up because he has now made the most money of any non-quarterback NFL player in the history of the league. $159 million.
Signed a bunch of big deals, yeah, and he's 38?
38 years old, going to play one more year.
Good for him.
Him
good
and Larry Fitzgerald, the only
Gerald
two
Fitzlarry.
Non-quarterbacks. On that list of most highest
paid, that kind of money,
the highest paid players' career in NFL history, Peyton Manning's most, Eli Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers.
Well, the rest of those guys, especially linemen like that, well, he's a defensive lineman, get paid that kind of cash for that long of time. Good
yeah.
for them.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins
is
will be
Sue
on that
list.
Is
going to sign with the Cowboys? No, I read
Cowboys, Titans, Saints.
Oh, Saints!
Patriots.
I read Saints.
I read Patriots.
Okay. Three people had Tom Benson of the Saints. By the way,
yeah.
Craig, what are those names
Tom
again?
Benson.
You have those? Tom Benson passed
owner
away.
Owner of the Saints. Yeah.
Saints and the Pelicans.
And the Pelicans.
Right.
And the Pelicans. My sick kids gave me this. Was one of the three players that had the 90-year-old Tom Benson. Also, thick hockey heart attack and sharding tapeworms.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's a great band name, the sharding tapeworms.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's just messy.
It is. You think it'd be messy. And move too.
Like a tapeworm trail. Yeah. Former voice of Monday Night Football, Sean McDonough, is going back to college football. And he's taking some heat for this comment, which I think is a totally honest comment.
What'd he say?
He said, if you go back and look at the schedule, generally we got one of the worst NFL games each week. You're trying to make something sound interesting and exciting that isn't.
Thursday night?
When he had Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. ESPN Monday Night was horrible.
Yep. And ESPN has not said,
make those
oh,
games...
we're sorry. They're like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't have any fun.
Yeah.
No, I like 15 games. They'd maybe get three that were good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Every year.
And the advertising on, I mean, just watch the difference in the ads between Thursday nights, Sunday
it
nights,
like
and
an
Monday
afterthought.
Nights. Yeah.
And after all the years of that being, the 30,
the
40
show.
Years, the same, the big night, it was an afterthought.
Right, that made, used to be
made,
the highlight game.
Once they made Sunday night, Sunday.
And then once it went over to ESPN, it seemed, it just became,
the
dumping
yep.
ground.
Yep.
Well, and the flex, they get to flex on Sundays. They get to flex good games into that Sunday. But for some reason, Monday is just locked in. They don't give them that same kind of flexibility.
Because
well,
you can't travel.
You can't change the day.
Travel.
You'd think they could figure it out in advance. You know, they could get 6 weeks into the season.
No, it's not about the teams. It's about
fans.
The fans travel
flying in and out.
You're making plans
that's
2 months, 3 months ahead to fly on a Monday.
That's true. It's all about the fan experience.
It is.
And I haven't mentioned this, but Michael Smith is going to be leaving ESPN, too, apparently, or at least leaving that awful Sports Center experiment they tried.
Yeah.
So they are 0-2
that
on
terrible.
That one.
They both got crucified for that, too. Kind of unfair.
On
because
the six.
I don't know why. It wasn't them. That when they had their little niche show, like a lot of those people keep – it's like the Sports Nation show. That's so niche. Mm-hmm. If you tried to promote that, people would go, "Oh, this is horrible."
Yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
So they made those two who had their own little thing going on, the his and hers thing. That it was if you wanted to watch that, you watched it. When they promoted them, people saw it, and they're great. I thought they were just got crucified, and it was just a bad show.
Yeah, it was just.
And
not
by the way,
good.
And apparently on Twitter, it was all about since she actually in her private time. Hated on Trump a few times.
Yeah.
So they hammered it about that, and she said they'd never talk politics on that show, and they didn't. All they did was talk about Kaepernick once in a while kneeling, but they did not talk politics. But they got hammered pretty bad for that show, and mainly because it was bad
terrible,
ratings.
Yeah, terrible show.
Well, I think there's enough opinion shows and stuff in the afternoon on ESPN. Just give me the news and highlights then.
Who
were
they? But who were they appealing to?
The NBA crowd, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That was it, because they were really NBA heavy. Yeah.
Well, they kind of turned it into TMZ. You know, kind of turned it into an entertainment show.
It kind of was an entertainment tonight of sports.
Well, they thought they were both funny, and once again, sports people are not funny. Dan Patrick is funny compared to them, and he's not funny at all.
Dan Patrick's not funny.
That's what I mean, he's not funny.
Whoa.
Dixie is.
No, because, you know, SportsCenter now will start out with an announcer, you know, trying to hype up things.
Yeah.
And before, they just presented it like a sports news program.
Yeah, but they all had those little stupid catchphrases. And
I know.
It got boring, too.
Yeah,
but you're right.
Back.
At least it was the news.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm
bring
with
back
it.
Charlie Steiner.
He's
come here
alive?
And get your whooping. Charlie Steiner.
Bring back Charlie Steiner.
I don't know. I think he...
He may be
did
dead.
He kick
He's
the bucket?
Dead. He's dead.
I guess they can't bring him back.
Then. No, they can't.
And before we go on break here, Dayton Moore, Royals GM, wants to remind us that there is scientific evidence of the harmful effects of what pornography does to the brain.
I don't care.
Tell fat porn that.
Said we know what the issues are with relationships. There's been countless numbers of relationships that have been destroyed, and families have been divided because of it.
Is he the GM of the Royals?
They just can't handle
their
porn.
Yes, he is the general manager of the Kansas City Royals.
They're going to suck forever now.
Just can't handle their porn.
No, they're not, because he doesn't like porn, so they're not going to suck it off.
No, they're going to guys that want to watch porn not go there, you know?
It's already happening.
I'd sign with the Royals, but I like porn.
I like porn,
man. Watch fat porn. I ain't going.
Charlie Steiner's still alive.
Yeah, good. We just killed Charlie Steiner.
He's doing does play-by-play for the Dodgers on the radio.
We just killed Charlie Steiner.
Oh, Tom Meese is dead. That's who I was thinking of. Tom Meese is dead.
And Boomer's soul.
We just killed Charlie Steiner.
Come here and get your whooping, Steiner.
Sorry, Chyler. Styler. Jesus.
Wow.
It's Friday.
Tony's with us.
Ow!
Dennis Quaid, we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.